Just how do you know the Bible is true? A young flippant girl asked a gospel preacher one time on the streets of Newfoundland. You see, this gospel preacher was preaching the gospel on a street corner in Newfoundland. The girl, along with other teenagers, had gathered there, of course, to make fun and ridicule. And the preacher, at the close of the meeting, when confronted with this question, he thought, well, now what's the good for me to try to prove to her the inspiration of the Bible? That would be over their heads, and they wouldn't understand that to go into all the details of inspiration. So he said, I'll tell you how you can know for sure that the Bible is true. You start carrying it everywhere you go. Everywhere. And your friends will soon let you know that the Bible is a different book than other books. And how true that is, boys and girls. The Bible is a different book. You know, in our schools in America, they'll allow about any kind of a book outside of a Bible. And about anywhere you can have any kind of a book outside of a Bible. The Bible isn't any ordinary book. It's the book of God to men. And it's the book that men and women are going to have to come face to face with and what's in it someday. Everybody, boys and girls, are going to come face to face with the God of this book someday. Well, the girl didn't have much more to say. She said, yes, I see what you mean, sir. She knew that the Bible was a different book. Had he been out there preaching out of a psychology book, they would have likely been patting him on the back. But since he had a Bible, that was different, because the Bible is a different book. One day a young Christian boy graduated from a school, and a college professor said to him, now, boy, I want you to understand that you're going to launch out your craft on a very dangerous, wild, treacherous sea called life. And you have to take it careful. Yes, the boy said, I know. And taking a Bible out of his pocket, holding it up, he added, but you see, sir, I have a safe compass and a captain to guide me over that sea. And that's true, boys and girls. Apart from the Bible and apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no safe compass to guide you over the sea of life. You're going to get into the rocks in one way or another. And oh, how you need to turn to the Lord and trust Him as your Savior and obey His Word and live for Him. Do it and be saved today.